fire on the earth. Our Holy Father has said the church is missionary by her very nature. The church exists to evangelize. He's called for a new springtime of evangelization. To help us obtain the tools each of us needs to answer the church's call, this is Fire on the Earth. Here is our host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome to Fire on the Earth. This is Peter Herbeck, your host, and happy Holy Week. Here we are getting closer to the celebration of our Lord's passion, death, and resurrection. The church leads us, takes us by the hand through this most important season of the church year. Friends, everything in the plan of the Father, the mystery, as St. Paul says, the mystery that was hidden for ages, really in the heart of God, for the salvation of the world he's created, for the creatures that he's made in his image and likeness. It's God who's the originator of all things, who writes the story of our salvation through the gift of his beloved Son, Jesus Christ. What happens, what we celebrate this week, that one-time sacrifice of Jesus Christ for the salvation of the world, is the most important event that's ever happened. Nothing ever, ever has come close to the significance of what we celebrate in this week. I hope you had a chance to tune into the program. We've been kind of making our way this week through some of the key themes that the scriptures present to us, the church present to us in the liturgy this week. And if you haven't, I encourage you to go to our website at renewalministries.net. You can find the program, Fire on the Earth, right there on our website. You can listen to it on your computer or download it and put it on your iPod, listen to it when it's convenient for you. Make this week a special week, friends. Make it a week when you stop and listen. Go find a Eucharistic chapel someplace. And, you know, skip a lunch maybe sometime. Those of you who are maybe on your way to work, think about this. You know, skip a lunch, go find a local church, maybe a Blessed Sacrament chapel, or just go sit in a sanctuary for a half an hour during your lunch break. Take with you the readings from this week. You can find those. You can just, you know, Google readings for Holy Week 2015. You can go to the bishop's website, usccb.org, usccb.org. The readings are right there on the website. Write them down. Grab your Bible. Take it with you. And allow Jesus to show you what he's done for you. Allow him to tell you what happened when he died, what was on his mind, what was in his heart. Why did he go about it the way he did? What's the meaning of his death? The shedding of his blood. And what difference does it make in your life now? And ultimately, ask him the question, in the quiet of your heart, Jesus, what is your will for me? It's a theme we've been touching on this week. I think one of the fundamental things Jesus teaches us, and a truth that will echo for all eternity, you and I, you and me, we were made by the Father for a purpose. We are made in his image and likeness. We're the crown of his creation. We were formed in the palm of his hand. We're God's idea. We're not an accident. We're a particular kind of creature. We're the one creature in this world that God has made that has a capacity to know God, to be touched by God, to hear God's call and respond to God. We're the one creatures given freedom and conscience. He made us this way so we could become his children, so we could be in his family, so we could be in relationship with God. We could know his love, and we could live in that love, and that love expressed to us in his ways, his commandments, his plan for us, and we could receive it with absolute trust and abandonment of our whole heart, soul, mind, and strength. That's where the human race is meant to find its fulfillment. Children of God, resting in him, living under the shadow of his wings, trusting in him, and receiving our identity and our destiny from him. That's God's plan for us. But we know, we've been talking about, we know deeply, we're far from that in our experience. We live in a fallen world that's hostile to God, a broken world that's full of sin and need of redemption. And what does the Father do to make it possible for us to return to Him? What does He do to make it possible for us to see who we actually are and to find our way to human fulfillment, to the ultimate happiness that we all desire, to the completion, to the peace that we so long for in our hearts and that we only get little glimpses of in this world and little experiences of here and there? How do we break the power of the forces that dominate our hearts and our minds? It's this week, friends. It's here in Jesus, in the drama that's unfolding in His life, that we find the true path for us. Jesus is not only saving us, He's teaching us. What does it mean to be a son or a daughter of God? How should we then live? What's the true path to human fulfillment, to ultimate, complete, and eternal happiness? It's right here revealed to us in the person of Jesus. In the drama that's unfolding. I said on Monday, I quoted the passage from Hebrews, the letter to the Hebrews chapter 10, which is echoing, the writer of Hebrews echoes, it's Hebrews 10 verse 26. It's echoing Psalm 40 and putting the words of the psalm on the lips of Jesus. And He says this, "I've come to do Your will, O God." Jesus wants us to know that's our prayer as well. That ought to be crystal clear. What's your purpose? Why are you here? What are you called to do? I've been made. I've been created. I've come forth into this world for one purpose. To do My Father's will. Bingo. That's it. Now the only question is, what is your will? He reveals it to us in Scripture, reveals it to us in the teaching of the church. He gives it to us in the grace and power of the Holy Spirit at work in our lives. And His will ultimately is that we follow in the footsteps of His Son, Jesus. Jesus, the one who was sent by the Father. For God so loved the world that He gave His only Son, that whoever believes in Him would not die but have everlasting life. God sent His Son. Jesus came from the Father. Jesus came on mission. Jesus lived here on earth in mission. He rose to the right hand of the Father in total and absolute authority, now at the right hand of the Father, exalted at the right hand of the Father. He entered into glory, as we said yesterday. He's got total share, everything that belongs to the Father. All His majesty, glory of the very creator of the universe belongs to Jesus Christ. And Jesus says to us, "You were made to become partakers of this glory." This is what your heart seeks. This is the mystery that's in the depth of your heart that you don't even understand, that you try to receive, you try to fulfill the hunger that's in you, fill that emptiness, fulfill the hunger that's in you with the glories of this world, and it all passes away, and you know it doesn't satisfy. But Jesus says, "Now follow Me. Follow Me. I'm the light of the world, I told you. He who follows Me will not walk in darkness. If you follow Me, you will find your true destiny. If you follow Me, you will receive glory. You will literally experience forever eternal fulfillment, complete peace, joy beyond compare. No more crying, no more tears, nothing." This is what Jesus promised. He said, "Look, I possess it. It's in My hands. Now, do you want to share in My inheritance? Because I long to bestow it, to give it to you. But what you need to do is follow Me. I've lit the path for you. I've shown you the way to walk. Shut down the noise in your life. Shut down the noise of the world that constantly clamors for your attention. Make a break from the frantic pace and the energy of the world that creates deep anxiety. Do I have enough? Am I enough? Am I going to have enough? Pay attention to Me. Listen to me, and you will find life. This is the pathway to what Jesus promised. Jesus said, I came that you might have life and have it to the full. That's what he wants for you. He wants you to have his life. And he said, he came to give us joy, his joy. He wants our joy, he said, to be complete. Friends, this is what we want. In fact, this is what we were made for, eternal joy. Joy beyond compare. It's real. It's not a fantasy. But it's not found here on earth. We cannot find it. We get glimpses of it. We can touch it. We receive it in the grace of the Holy Spirit. But we're not going to find it in the circumstances of this world. We'll receive a taste of it. But Jesus said, follow me, and everything that I have will be yours. And it's possible because of what he did and what we celebrate on this week. The once-for-all sacrifice of Jesus Christ for the salvation of the world. That's what salvation means. To be drawn out of this dying world that's under the domination of sin and death, and to be drawn up in the power of Jesus Christ into participating in his indestructible life in the presence of the Father in glory. That's salvation. And I can't do it on my own. I can't create it. I can't buy it. I can't make it. I must receive it. And I receive it by walking the path of Jesus. Jesus humbled himself in obedience to the Father, became one of us. He humbled himself to the point of dying for us. And in obedience to the Father pleased, raised Jesus Christ and exalted him as his right hand forever. And then Jesus is saying to us, look at me. This is the path you want to walk. This is your destiny. Receive it and embrace it. I just want to end with a quick reading from a paragraph from Hebrews chapter 10. Explains to us what Jesus has done for us. But when Christ had offered for all time a single sacrifice for sins, he sat down at the right hand of God, then to wait until his enemies should be made a stool for his feet. For by a single offering he has perfected for all time those who are sanctified, and the Holy Spirit bears witness to this, saying, this is the covenant that I will make with you after those days, says the Lord. I will put my laws in their hearts, and I will write them on their minds. The law of God is revealed in the Son of God in this week. The law of love, of humility, of obedience, of surrender that leads to glory, exaltation, fulfillment, and life with God forever. It's for you, friends, and it's for me. If we humble ourselves and we walk in his way. God bless you. Have a great day.
This has been Fire on the Earth. It's heard here Monday through Friday at this time. Our host has been Peter Herbeck, Vice President of Missions at Renewal Ministries. You can contact Peter or listen again to this program on the web at renewalministries.net. Fire on the Earth is brought to you by Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'm delighted to be able to offer you my new booklet, The New Evangelization, What's Our Message? At the heart of the new evangelization is a fresh proclamation of the gospel. But for many people, even many Catholics, they wonder, what is the message? What exactly is at the heart of that proclamation? In this simple booklet, The New Evangelization, What's Our Message? I take a look at and present in a very specific and simple way what is the core of what we're called to proclaim in this great and important missionary moment in the history of the church. If you'd like a free copy, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789.